our beautiful news story this week, Celine Box. And she's on a Zoom with me and we're talking about hair because we're going to be talking about hair. So firstly, hello, Celine. Welcome to Love Songs. And I'm really, really excited to talk to you.
Hello, Danny. Pleasure is all mine.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about who is, before we get into what she does and how she's involved with Beautiful News, who is Celine Box? Where do you come from? What do you do? Who are you?
I'm from a small town in the Western Cape. It's called Citrus Town. Well known for the citrus. I'm working here on a farm called Heidedal. I'm an administrator. Mm-hmm. And I have a daughter. She's also natural. Me and my sister, we started this this group in 2017. We're growing now. We start with about 4. And I think we're now about 15 active members.
Oh, wow.
So this thing is, yeah, this thing is growing a bit. What we're doing here.
So Celine is talking about Citrus Style Natural Hair Beauties. It's a group that she started with her sister to offer workshops where girls, and I hope and assume boys too, how to nurture natural hair, because the best hair is obviously healthy hair. And you know, if you've been following me, I've been on a healthy hair journey, no heat, no color, no anything. Just let's celebrate our own actual natural hair. And Celine is doing that, but she's doing that within her community. Now, Celine, with the Citrus Style Natural Hair Beauties group, what are you teaching the kids? Like, what is the message behind this group?
I want them to love their hair and embrace their hair. And I'm teaching them when they come into the group or they just come for a pop-in moment and just come to say, hi, Celine, what are you up to? Then I'm just, most of it. But first of all, I'm teaching them to love their hair. Mm. It doesn't matter if it's crews or it's bossy cope, if it's straight or curly. I teach them to love and embrace your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also teaching them self-love. Of most of them that's starting this natural journey, they are being bullied at school, in the community. So I'm just, you know, going with them through the journey. Then I'm encouraging them to build self-esteem and train them life skills. Yeah, and I'm using role models as our Miss South Africa, the one from this year and the previous year. So yeah, that's the thing. And I'm giving them so much love. So they're always coming back. I think they can be just natural with me.
I feel like I can also. But Celine, I want to talk a little bit about the bullying, because, you know, it's so, we obviously, everyone is bullied in their own way at some points in their life. But I think that for especially a lot of white people with white hair, we're not bullied because our hair, for whatever reason, has been the yardstick. It's been the norm, right? For so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Dolls have it. The ads have it. The magazines have it. The movies have it. So that's what everyone is almost attaining to. And I want to talk a little bit about this bullying situation, because this really upsets me. I was always bullied because I have no hair and you could see my scalp. My best friend, because she's mixed race and she had very big, big hair and an afro. And then I had friends who were bullied who had red hair, or their hair was too blonde, or their hair was too black. And it's just, you know, we've got to come to a point where we're just going to start hopefully accepting each other no matter what our hair is.
Yes. The thing is, Danny, when they come to me, then they, you know, the scars are there. They've been bullied. And we say the movement is now changing. The thing is, I want to do, I want to go to the schools, you know, do the talking thing, teaching them, educate them about the hair and stuff. But it is there. The bully is there, and it will, I don't think it will take a long, long time before it's going to stop.
Like, obviously, the scar means fun.
In
dan droya hierdie scars tot tot in
forever.
Yeah. So yes, wat sê jy vir die kids? Want dit gaan nie tot eind kom nie. It's not going to end.
Yes, it will never stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wat ek vir hulle sê, soos van die begin af, ek sê, jy moet lief wees vir jou hare, net soos wat dit is. En jy moet lief wees vir jouself. En die hare wat jy gekry het, dit kom van die Here af. En ons lyk different, en ons, niemand kan dieselfde wees nie. No one can be the same. No one will ever be the same. So, you have this hair, the white kid you're playing with, have the straight hair. Sometimes that maybe that kid also think, oh yeah, you have this beautiful afro. Oh, I wish my hair can be like that. And you know, and so you playing with this kid, or you're talking to this kid, or you're in the class with this kid. This kid wants to have your hair, you want to have that kid's hair, but so you can't have that kid's hair. You're not going to relax or straighten your hair. You're just going to do what you can do the best for your hair. You see, these kind of conversations I'm having with them, and the thing is, Danny, it's just it don't stop there. With the hair, the kids, some of them are coming from broken homes. So what I'm doing their hair, wash their hair, and look after their hair, and that kid is feeling so good because say of hy nog van die huis gekom. Dit was nie maandpaad gestry. Nou kom sê by my, ek maak haar mooi. Sy voel ook sommer mooi.
Ja.
Yeah. You understand? He also, yeah, he or the of the of the boys cutting their hair, or you know, and they feel beautiful. They feel good about themselves.
Celine, sê vir my,
so it's just
jy het nou net gesê jy doen die kinders hare. So jy was en treat en alles daar
by. Yes, roller sets of vleg of braid it of so. Ja. Yeah. Of okay, of dit 'n was and go.
Waar kry jy die geld vir die produkte?
Uit my eie sak, Denny. Out of my own pocket.
Okay, but how can we help you? Is there a Facebook page of it's that we can go to that we can start also helping?
Danny, I have this Citrus Down Natural Hair group. It's a face, yeah, Citrus Down Natural Hair Beauties. That's okay. The name of the group.
You know, you are an angel on this earth. I've got to tell you that. You are, I don't think you know as much as the rest of us know, because you're
no.
in it, but you are an Near angel mom. On this earth.
I don't think so, because sometimes it's, you know how it is. Sometimes you're so down and you think, ah, no one is actually seeing this, but yeah, let me just, you know, go on. Help these kids and let them just, you know, love their hair.
Yeah. Celine, for someone listening, I'll obviously tag your Facebook and everything. So if someone wants to get involved, they can. But for someone listening who is relaxing and weaving and bleaching and doing all of the things to their hair because they wish that they had someone else's hair, what message do you have to that person?
Stop what you're doing. Stop damage your hair. Love your hair. Embrace your hair. Wear your crown. And yeah, wear it with proudness. And you can't have someone else's hair. God give you that hair. Just, you know, and make it the best of it. Make it beautiful. There's so many products on the market that you can use to, you know, have beautiful hair. You don't have to bleach, you don't have to straighten it, you don't have to relax it or put chemicals on it. You're beautiful just the way you are, with your crown, and wear it. The thing is, Danny, my hair is like in between. It's in between curly and straight.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I also like, if I look at my sister's hair, she got this lovely big afro, and then she's saying, oh, I want your curls, you know, and the other ones, oh, I want that, and right, and so I have curly hair, you have a straight hair, you have bald hair, you have coils, you have afro. Just, you know, look after it
and
make the most of it.
Celine, you are an angel. Thank you so much for speaking to me today.
If someone that can help or whatever, if they, then I can maybe treat them, you know, do the hair again, give them a nice Christmas look. So yeah, if you maybe, you know, can put some of, yeah, just spread the word or whatever. It, like you said, if someone is interesting in helping.
Done.
Okay. Thank you.